Donald Trump, General Mark Milley's Greatest Fear is Upsetting the Woke Mob. By Christina Wong on June 30, 2021. Former President Donald Trump slammed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, in a statement Wednesday, calling on him to resign and disputing an allegation in a book that Milley yelled at him in the Situation Room. Trump said in the statement, "General Mark Milley's greatest fear is upsetting the woke mob." The former president said when Black Lives Matter rioters were threatening to destroy Washington, D.C., Milley practically begged him not to send in the military to stop the riots. He said Milley then issued an embarrassing and groveling apology for walking by his side to St. John's Church, after rioters set fire to its basement the day before. Instead of denouncing the rioters, he denounced himself. "A humiliation for our military," Trump said. A year later, even the fake news had to admit that their Lafayette Square narrative was a giant lie. Milley, once again, looked like a fool. Trump also disputed a story that appeared in a new book claiming Milley yelled at Trump. According to the book by The Wall Street Journal's Michael Bender, Trump had announced during a Situation Room meeting on how to handle the racial riots last summer that he had put Milley in charge. After Milley allegedly confronted Trump that he was just an advisor and not in command, Trump allegedly shouted, "I said you're an F, in charge." Bender wrote that Milley yelled back, "Well, I'm not in charge," and asked for lawyers in the room to inform the president of his legal responsibilities. Trump called that story false and totally fake news. He said, "Now, in yet another desperate ploy to impress the radical left and keep his job, Milley made up a false story that he yelled at me in the Situation Room. This is totally fake news. If he had displayed such disrespect for his commander-in-chief, I would have fired him immediately." Trump then slammed Milley for his recent defense of teaching critical race theory in the military. He said, "To further ingratiate himself with Biden, progressive media, and the radical left, Milley went to Congress and actually defended critical race theory being shoved down the throats of our soldiers. This Marxist, racist, anti-American propaganda has no place in our military. I banned these training programs, now Biden and the Pentagon have resumed them. As soon as possible, Congress must defund this racist indoctrination." General Milley ought to resign, and be replaced with someone who is actually willing to defend our military from the leftist radicals who hate our country and our flag, Trump said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.